Our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 3. The word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. This is our text. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, it is 29 AD, and you've heard about this interesting individual dressed in the clothes of a prophet out in the wilderness by the Jordan River. And since everyone has been talking about him, you decide to go and see him for yourself. And so it's a long walk out in the wilderness of the Jordan. But that walk reminds you that many, many years ago, your ancestors wandered the wilderness for 40 years. Can you imagine living out in the wilderness for 40 years, eating manna 3 times a day, every day for 40 years, relying on Moses to find water for the whole group of traveling Israelites, all 2 to 3 million of them, living every single day in a tent, having to pick up and pack up that tent whenever the cloud representing God's presence among you moved from over the tabernacle. When that cloud moved, you packed up and moved. And when that cloud stayed, you stayed put as well. Well, finally, you get out to the Jordan, and you see the crowds of people, and you see that strange, curious fellow that you've heard so much about. He's dressed in a garment of camel's hair, probably a leather garment made from a camel. Some traditions say that he got that garment from his father, and that his father had received that garment passed down from Elijah and Elisha. And the garment was tied around his waist with a leather belt. His diet consisted of locusts and wild honey, things that he could get out in the wilderness for free. And Matthew tells us that he was not to drink strong drink or to drink wine, which may have been an indication that he was raised as a Nazarite, just like Samson had been, which would mean that John's hair flowed all the way down to his waist. And Luke is very precise in his description of exactly when John started preaching. It was in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, who would become the second Caesar after his stepfather, Augustus, in 14 AD. And so you add 14 AD with the 15th year of his reign, and we know that John began doing his baptism thing in 29 AD. And with Luke purposely mentioning this Roman ruler along with the Jewish high priests, Annas and Caiaphas, Luke was probably describing to his audience that John's ministry would have worldwide ramifications. And so from history, we know that it does. So the question becomes, what was John doing out there in the wilderness? Luke tells us that the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And as you page through the Bible, what you see is that that same thing is said of Samuel in 1 Samuel 15. And the same thing is said of Elijah in 1 Kings. And the same thing is said of Jeremiah. And it's said of Ezekiel and Hosea and Joel and Jonah. So you see the pattern? The word of God, or the word of the Lord, was sent to God's prophets. And so we see that John is the last of God's prophets. He is God's servant. He's there to do God's work. And so what was John doing out there in the wilderness? Well, Luke tells us that he went around to all the region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. To baptize means to wash. And the Israelites had all kinds of ritual washings. They washed their hands before each meal. A woman was purified or washed after having a child. But this was something new. A baptism or a washing of repentance for the forgiveness of sins was something new that John must have received from God. Now, it's not the same baptism that we receive, because Jesus had not yet instructed his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But John's baptism was intended to point people to Jesus. What was John doing in the wilderness? John's whole purpose was to point people to Jesus. We see that said of John from Isaiah's prophecy. The voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be laid low. What was John doing in the wilderness? He was getting the people ready for his cousin Jesus to come. He was telling them not to steal. He was telling them to share their clothing. He was telling them to share their food. He was telling them that someone greater was coming, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He was there to point people to Jesus, saying, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And John has that same message for us these thousands of years later, during this season of Advent, this time of preparation. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We have the same sin that those Israelites had, and so we need a Savior just like they did. We need the same preparation that they needed. We need someone to point us to Jesus just like they did. So they had John the Baptist to point them to Jesus. And we have God's Word and God's sacraments to point us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit works in the Word and the sacrament. It works in our hearts to point us to Jesus. Because of our sin, we need Jesus. Because of our sin, we need forgiveness. And because of our sin, we need God's Word and sacraments. This whole season of Advent, these 4 weeks of Advent, point us to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so while we're running around trying to find that perfect gift for that wonderful someone in our life, while we're running around decorating our houses and getting the tree up, while we're preparing that perfect Christmas meal for the family, remember the reason. It's all about Jesus and his birth in Bethlehem for the forgiveness of our sins. It's not 29 AD anymore. It's 2018. But some things never change. There is still sin in the world, and we still need a Savior. and that one and only Savior is Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.